Gemara says in Daf Tezayin about Aleph towards the bottom that if a person says Mashi'ir Shmi Abba Machalach, Mashi'ir Talim Mitzidosi Machalach, Larma Klum, that's not a good kidding because it's Dabba Shabbat La'ilam. But if you say Mashi'ir Shmi Abba Hayyim, or if you say Mashi'ir Talim Mitzidosi Hayyim Machalach, Dorf Kiyam, then it's a good kidding. And the Gemara explains that even though it's Dabba Shabbat La'ilam, but if you say Hayyim, then that's Nagia Kedei Chayiv. He's just selling it because he needs money to be able to live. And in order to have Kedei Chayiv, to have Mezenis for that day, Chazal were misaking that the kinyan should work, even though it's a davar shabbat la'ilam. And Alpidus of Hutner's Masber says a beautiful hezber in the Psukim, and Parshas told us this is in the Pachad Yitzchak for Purim in the Kuntras of Shemus in Ois Yud. So we find with the when Yaakov wanted to buy the Bechor from Esav, so the lashon of the pasuk is that Yaakov said to Esav, this is in Berachav Hei Pasuk Amad Aleph, Yomer Yaakov Michra Kayoyim Es Bechor Aschuli, sell me your Bechor today, Kayoyim. And the shaila is, what is that word kayyim doing there? What is that word adding? What's the purpose of this word kayyim? Now, when there's mazvah to do with the Rishonim Lachanim, asked that how could Yaakov buy the Bechari? Lachar, it's a davar shel ba'al olam. It can't be kaina a davar shel ba'al olam. How is a Bechal Shaykh a kinyan on Bechari? So, if one wants to say, based on this Gemara, that when he said kayyim, what Yaakov meant to say is just like hayyim over here, it means that I need this to live. It's kedei chayiv. Without this, I'm going to die. And therefore, Chazal or Mesaka, the davar shel ba'al olam would work. So when he said kayyim, he's trying to say that this is has a din of hayyim. This is something which is kedei chayim. This is something that neshmasay tuliyah by that Yaakov needs the bechari. He can't live without it. And if it's in the madrig of kedei chayim, then he's able to be kind of, even though it's a davar shel ba'al olam. And that is the chiddush of this word kayyim. He's mechamen to the Archaim and the Torah. Altar say a similar pshat with the word hayyim. He's saying a little bit of a different kinech. The kayyim is showing that this is davar shel neshmasay tuliyah by, and therefore the kinyan could be chal. And he goes on to explain that this is Shaykh Tinyon and Yom of Purim. He says on Purim, there's Chazal say there's a Muslim called a Peshid Yad Noisim Lahim. It's true not only Benon Lechavar, but also Benon Lamakim, that whenever a person asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him. But even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you, but he can only give you something that you have the ability to be kind of, that you have the Kalim to be kind of. It can't give you more than you could hold, more than you're able to be kind of. But he says that's only if a person asks stam. Regular kinyan follows regular darchei kinyanim. But if you ask with this bechina of hayoyim, if you ask that the tyrus that this is davar shel neshmasay tuliyah by, I can't do without it, it's kedei chayiv, then that overrides all kinyanim, just like it overrides davar shel ba'al olam, and then a person is able to be zeicha to whatever he wants to be zeicha. And so if a person comes with a bakasha of kol ha'peshed yad, with the hakara that this is kayoyim, this is whatever you're asking for, something that you can't live without, then your zeichah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be nice and learned, and a person is able to receive any shafa he wants from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.